Torah Pei Gimel, and we put them on Chelek Aleph. Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on a pasuk in Mishlei, where the pasuk says, Matan b'seiser, Yechab gives hiddenly. This has the power to cover over the anger of Hashem. A kifui means a cover, like kapleiris. The kapleiris covered over the oran. A person giving tzedakah b'seiser has the power to cover over the anger of Hashem. It's interesting to note that there are two words. Again, you have to get used to knowing the Hebrew language well from a standpoint of Kabbalah, from a standpoint of Musar, to know what two words are opposite. We had this a few times before. Rabbeinu Zal presents in a term, Likutei Moran, that there's charoin af, the anger of Hashem, which the Gemara says, what item brings about the charoin af of Hashem? Kolzman sheyesh avodah zorah boilam, charoin af boilam. As long as there's avodah zorah in the world, there's charoin af of Hashem. What's the... Okay, so avodah zorah is charoin af. That's what brings about anger. What's the opposite of avodah zorah? What's the opposite of the worst level of avodah zorah? What is the worst level of avodah zorah? Shmad. Shmad is the worst item within avodah zorah, is when chas v'shalom a Jew renounces his Yiddishkeit. That's the worst level of avodah zorah possible. The opposite of that is rotzon. Rabbeinu Zal says the highest level a person can attain within the boundary of kedusha is the level of rotzon, because the Gemara says, if a person, if any Jew would dare to say that he did a mitzvah, he put up on a mezuzah, the Medrash says Hashem laughs at him. You put up a mezuzah. Me hekdimani v'ashalim loy. The Gemara says, which person did any? Hashem says, which person did anything for me? Let him step forward and I'll pay him. You put up a mezuzah. Big deal. I gave you a whole apartment. So your mezuzah is nothing. It's not even a token payment for what I gave you. You put on tzitzis. Who gave you the beged? So in other words, in essence, the Medrash says that Hashem says to the Jews, as far as doing a mitzvah, it's not possible. There's nothing that you could do for Hashem. The only thing you could do is you could want level, Ratzah in the highest level. Rabbeinu Zal says, in the middle you have Moshe, the Tzadik Emes. He's the one who can take a person from the level of Shmad and bring him up to the level of Ratzah. He can take the lowest person and elevate him to the highest level. That's the power of the Tzadik Emes. So we see that what is the opposite of Charoin Af? Charoin Af is the anger of Hashem, which is brought out by Avodah Zorah. The opposite of the anger of Hashem is Ratzon. Birtzois Hashem Darkei Ish. That concept, when Hashem wants the person, likes the person. What item is there? Rabbeinu Zal says in the Kutamaran, what item is there that brings about a Heoras HaRatzon? Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Kutamaran in Chelek Beis, that's the mitzvah of Tzedakah. How do we know this? The Gemara says in Baba Basra that before a person goes to daven, va'ani b'tzedek echzeh ponecho. Before you start davening Shachris in the morning, you take a nickel, you take a dime, you take a dollar, whatever money you want, you set it aside for tzedakah. When a person goes to see Hashem, v'lo yero ponai reikom. You don't go to see Hashem empty-handed, you come with a donation, you come with tzedakah. That's what brings about rotzon. Rabbeinu Zal says, note, when was this command said, v'lo yero ponai reikom? It said about the yamim tovim. Yamim tovim are the times of the greatest ha'oras ha'rotzon. Why? Because what is the, we said, what's the opposite of ha'oras ha'rotzon? Kfira, avodah zorah. When was the kfira, avodah zorah? What is machnia kfira? When there's miracles, when Hashem makes clear miracles, that's what's machnia, the avodah zorah completely. That's the whole concept of yamtif. Yamtif is an Indian of mikra kodesh. Yamtif on Pesach, we have the miracle of kriyas yamsuf. On Shavuos, we have the miracle of matan Torah. Kofa aleim har kegigis. They heard light. They were able to see sound, the Gemara says, the miracles that took place at Har Sinai. Sukkos is the miracles of the Anani HaKavoyim. So Rabbeinu Zal says, we see that each one of the miracles is an inyan of Mikra Kodesh. It cries out the Ratzon of Hashem. In other words, the opposite of Avodah Zorah. Yom Tov is a time of super strengthening of Emunah. That's why on Yom Tov Bedavka there is the importance of V'lo Yiro Ponai Reikom, coming to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing a donation, because Tzedakah is what brings about the opposite of Charoin Af. That's what this Torah is going to be based on now. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, Ki Beho Aleph Beis Yesh Shisha Payin. Within the Aleph Beis, the letter Pei is found six times. Dahainu, for example, Aleph, the letter Aleph, Yef Shalikrois Beloy Pei. You can't pronounce the letter Aleph without having in it a Pei. Aleph Lamed Pei. Gam Chaf, and Endechaf, Pei, and Endefei, the Kuf. These six letters of the Hebrew alphabet contain within them a Pei. Tov. Tov. It's a pasuk in Navi. Tov Vav. If you look in Sifrei Kabbalah Bechlal, as far as Gematria is of Emilia Boisius, you'll always find that Tav is Tav Vav. So Rabbi Nezal says, these six letters, it's impossible to read them with these six pays. Now this concept is found in the Sifrei Kabbalah. The part in the Aleph pays, there are six pays, which correspond, there's a specific pasuk in Chumash, where the pasuk says about Shevet Binyamin, Lishfufam Mishpachas Hashufami, Lechufam Mishpachas Hachufami. And the Medrash Talpiyos brings, you'll note that this pasuk has in it six words, and in each word there is found a pei. Lishfufam Mishpachas Hashufami, Lechufam Mishpachas Hachufami. And the Medrash Talpiyos there says that this is the concept of Shmiras Habris. These six peis, which are written bedavka by Shevet Binyamin, Yosef and Binyamin go together, refer to the concept of Shmiras Habris, but it doesn't really explain there why. Rabbi Nezal, this Torah is going to explain what the whole connection is, what the letter Pei is, and how everything ties in. Rabbi Nezal says, V'shisha pe'omim Pei gematria tof Pei. 6 times 80 is begematria 480, keminyan lil. As the gematria of the malach lil, lamed yud tof, that malach is begematria 480. Rabbi Nezal says, Vehine chas v'sholom kishe'ira lo'odom mikra bilti tohor. When a person chas v'sholom has an accident of tumah, hu al yedei haklipo hanal kiyadua. Generally, it is caused by that specific klipo. Whenever a person has chas v'sholom a mikra at night, generally the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, unless it was because the person drank too much before going to sleep, or the person lay the wrong way in his bed. In other words, the Sforim bring, there are certain physical items that could cause this. However, if a person allows himself to have bad thoughts during the day, the Zohar Kodesh says that what happens is this malach comes to him at night and causes those thoughts to be converted into an action, chas v'shalom, this action of a mikra bilti toher, a releasing of zera chas v'shalom at night, accidentally, in vain. Vehine haklipo hanal yoinekes min ho'alef beis keminyan shmo. We know that klipo is bichlal. What do they live off? They live off kedusha. It must live off a sheresh of kedusha. This klipo lives off the sheresh within the aleph beis, which is gematria, its name. Hainu min hapein hanal, from the letters pei within the Hebrew alphabet. Venase min pei af. What happens is, we know that generally the concept of keseder is an inyan of chesed, an inyan of kedusha. Shelei keseder is an inyan of din, an inyan of klipa, which means the klipa doesn't have the power to destroy kedusha, chas v'shalom. It has the power to rearrange the tzirufim to turn it into a bad item. So the klipa takes this letter pei, which is spelled pei aleph, the midli, and chas v'shalom converts it to af, to something which brings about the chaos of Hashem. We find that Bilam told Balak, you want to get the Jews in trouble? You want to get Hashem really angry? Get them to be nichshal in noshim nochriyos. That's another type of avodah zarah, adultery. In other words, going after women which aren't pure. Proof is, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Reb Shimon Yochai Zal and his Talmidim were once walking, and there were women in front of them. Reb Shimon Yochai Zal told his Talmidim, let's walk ahead quickly, because the Pasuk says, Al tifnu el ho'elilim. Don't look, don't turn to idols. Showing an association between this concept of looking at women and idol worship. Note that in the Shema, the Gemara says, V'lei sasuru achrei levavchem, zu minus, that's avodah zarah, v'achrei einechem, that's pigam abris, looking at women. We see again the association between these two things. We see that these two, avodah zarah and gilui arayos, are very close together. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Lefikoch, that's why Omer Azal, the Gemara says, in Saita, Ish v'isha, that a man and woman, zachu, if they are zeiche, shchina shruya b'neihem, the shchina rests among them. Loi zachu, if they're not zeiche, hainu shehu bilti tohor, if the person is not zeiche, to live in purity, which means, chas v'sholom, he lives in impurity, then, eish oichlesoi, a fire destroys them. That's the wording in the Gemara. What's pshat? So the Meforshim bring that bechlal, within the word ish, you have the letter yud of Hashem's name. Within the word isha, you have the letter hey of Hashem's name. When they live together in peace, kaviyochel, yud kei is with them. They have the shechina with them. Because yud kei, the letters yud kei, are a shortcut, are a summary of Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei. Because the letters yud kei, bigimatria, are 26. Yud kei vav kei. The letter yud, when written by milui, yud vav dalid, hey, hey, Aleph, is bigimatria 26. So in a sense, Yud-Kei is the kelel of Hashem's whole name, in actuality. So when a husband and wife live together, Bikdusha, then the Shechina is between them. Why also the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that you have the posuk Zohar Unekeva Bara'om Vayikra Shemom Odom. Hashem created man as Zohar and Nekeva. Let me just make sure I remember this correctly. If you take the word Zohar and the word Nekeva, right? If you take the word Zohar and Nekeva, it's Bigimatria Shechina, exactly, with the Koilel. Zohar, Nekeva, plus one, meaning when there's Echod between them, you have the Gematria of the Shechina exactly. That's when they're showing between them. What if he is bilti toher chas v'shalom? The Gemara says, Eish oich l'soi. Rabbi Nezal says, you know where this Eish comes from? Ki da, you should know, ura'e, and observe. Ki ho'isi ois atzmon shel ha'peyin. These six oisiois, which have in them a pei, which are aleph, chaf, endachaf, pei, endapei, kuf, hanal, Heim gematria eish. They are exactly bigematria eish. This is v'noikmin boi. And these letters themselves, chas v'shalom, take nekama in a person who doesn't conduct himself properly. It's this malach lil, which draws its yanika from these six peis, which are bigematria her name, which when a person is not careful, chas v'shalom, she is nekem against the person, through the gematria of those six letters, which is bigematria eish, exactly, which is the union of din. Rabbein Ezal says now, ukshishenoi sein stoko b'seiser, when a person gives stok on the highest level possible, which is when he does it hiddenly, where the person who's giving it doesn't know exactly who it's going to, the person who's receiving it doesn't know exactly who it's coming from, poide hanitzutzois hakdoishois mina klipa. That mitzvah of tztaka b'seiser has the power to redeem, to retrieve the nitzutzes of kedusha that was swallowed up by the tumah, to extract it from them and to be mesaking it. V'naase min ho'af pei, and from af the af gets converted back to pei, which is its proper state. Rabbi Nezal says, "V'ze matan b'seiser yechape af." The word yechape means to cover over. The word yechape also in the loshen koife olav kli, from the loshen koife olav kli, the Gemara says by Hilchas Pesach that if a person finds chametz in his house on Pesach, on Yantif, it's muktzah, he can't move it, what should he do? Koife olav kli, he covers it over with a keli. And Rabbi Nezal says, shehu loshen haficho. The word koife also means to turn over, take a dish and turn it upside down over the chametz. Rabbi Nezal says, v'ze yechape af. What happens is the af gets flipped over and returned to its original state, which is the letter pei of kedusha. If you recall, we once mentioned in the shir, this ties in beautifully with what the Gemara says, the Medrash says in one place, that there were three rishoim, real super rishoim, which used the word af. The first one was the nochosh, which symbolizes avodah zarah. The nochosh was the first one to get Adam and Chava to go against the rotzayin of Hashem, and the whole concept of pigam abris there. The nochosh said, af ki omar alekim Af Hashem said this nis, he didn't say don't do this nis. He used the word af, if you look in the pasuk. The second one is Korach, who said af lo yeleretz zovas chol avudvosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the damage that he's done for us, even the one item that he promised us he didn't pull through in, which was to take us to Eretz Yisrael, which is the whole union of emuna, shchon eretz urehei emuna, the opposite of af, which is avodah zara, kol zman sheyesh avodah zara b'olam charei af b'olam. And the third one was Homon Horosha, who said, Af lehevio Esther Hamalka elamishta sherososo kimaisi, that not only am I so great and mighty, but also Esther Hamalka only invited me and the king. These three Rishoim were all against the Amuna. Homon is Bechinas Amolek, which is Asher Korcho Baderech, the union of Pigam Abris. Korach was also an Indian of Smoil, the Levi. He tried to be Mahapech, the Smoil with the Amin, the Zohar HaKadosh says. He didn't want to be subservient to Aharon HaKohen, meaning he was Pagim in the Kahuna, which is the whole Indian of Tikkun HaBris. The Kohanim are the ones who have the Bechina of the extra Shmiras HaBris. And Menochosh, these all use the term Af. These were the opposite of Kiddusha. The Tikkun for this is Matam B'Seser Yechad Be'Af. Now note, this is the only Torah in the entire Likutei Moran Beis Chalokim where Rav Moshe Zal adds on the words V'hu Peli. This Torah is wondrous, period. I once had a chance, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I was zeicher that Reb Kalman once opened up a discussion about this Torah. He began to talk about it, showing the connection between the Bris HaMoir and the Bris HaLosha and how it was related here, and to tell the very honest truth, I hardly remember what he said. I just don't remember at the time. It wasn't written down properly. I wrote some small notes, and I saw it recently, and I couldn't figure it out. Imitz Hashem, when we'll get a chance again, hopefully as soon as possible, we'll see him. Mashiach will come tonight. We'll be taken to Eretz Yisrael. I remember that he started off the conversation that, note, people learn this. They see this word, V'hu Peli, and nobody gets shook up. That if it says it here and it doesn't say it there, it means that an alarm is supposed to go off, that here there's certain depth which is unusual even within this sefer. And he started explaining the whole concept that when you say a word, you say it out, you say the word af, the last item on your lips is the last letter. In other words, it's reversed. And he mentioned something to show how the whole union of the Tikkun HaBris HaMoir is totally in the Bris HaLoshon. I don't remember exactly what he said, but just to know in your mind that if it says here V'hu Peli, and if you don't realize what the Peli is, it means the Chesaron is in us, period. I'm saying is, from what we see here, Bechlal, it looks spectacular, but to us it looks like another Torah. If it added the words V'hu Peli, it means there's something special here.
Listen, did you say
the
pasuk begins
the
blue leaf
because
the train came? I didn't hear.
Matan b'seser yechabe af. Go
ahead. Honestly, we're going to explain. I understand here the connection between matan b'seser. You know, he builds up the whole point here.
Right.
And then he just says, and then it reads, "Zehu matan b'seser yechabe af."
Right. In other words, we showed how af is this and this. Matan b'seser, seser, the whole union of Tikkun HaBris is an union of tznius, seser. What in Shulchan Aruch, the halachas pertaining to this item, what are they called? Hilchos tznius, which is the union of beseser. Tzedakah, the chlal, Rabbeinu Zal has a small Torah later on. Just a second. Pause it for a second. We'll clarify this a little bit. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal in about 6-7 places in the Likutei Moran shows how tzedakah specifically combats the union of Pigam HaBris. We'll go through a few of those places. Number one, Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Reish Mem Beis in the Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, Rabbeinu Zal discusses there a concept of Orich Anpin Deklipa, which is the highest level of tumah conceivable. And Rabbeinu Zal says that any person who meets a woman like that, who comes from Orichan Ampin Deklipa, it's very, very hard to be saved from a hirhur in a situation like that. And Rabbeinu Zal says, regardless of which way the person will turn to Chas V'Shalom, it'll be very hard, he'll still see that image in his mind. And with this, Rabbeinu Zal sheds, why? Because note the word Orich Anpin means long face. Large face means a lot of faces. And this explains the story in the Gemara about Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh. The Gemara says that one of the greatest of the Tanoim once saw a beautiful woman. Now this was one of the greatest Tanoim, and she was a woman of such beauty that he was attracted to her for a second, and he turned away. The Gemara says he turned to the right, he saw the same woman. He turned to the left, he turned behind him. Wherever he looked, all he saw was this woman. Obviously, this woman, her achiza was in orechampen de klipa. The Gemara tells a story that he blinded himself. He poked out his eyes, and the sultan got punished for this. There was a whole incident. But Rabbi Nezal says there is this level of orechampen de klipa, and a person has to be very careful for this. Rabbi Nezal says you should know that tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah, is a tremendous segula to battle this orechampen de klipa. Rabbi Nezal says, however, still, a person has to be very careful and avoid close contact with women, bechlau. Rabbi Nezal says, however, note, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, v'yihiyu aniyim b'nei b'secha, v'altar b'secha im ho'isha. V'yihiyu aniyim b'nei b'secha, you should take aniyim into your house, the mitzvah of tzedakah, that will help you in the union of altar b'secha mo'isha, which is the union of tikkun habris, bechlau. Meaning that a person will be zeicha that if he gives a lot of tzedakah, even if he'll talk to women, then it won't affect him as far as hirhurim. He'll be saved from hirhurim roim bechlau. Then in another place, Torah Chav Tes on Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nezal brings, just a second, because there Rabbi Nezal refers specifically to the union of pigam habris with regards to the begodim. Rabbi Nezal says, we find the pasuk says in Navi that there are people have begodim that are metunaf. In other words, a person dirties his clothes, chas v'shalom. That's a person who committed sins, chas v'shalom. In other words, he stands before Hashem with dirty clothes, that kind of thing. Whereas a person who purifies himself, it's union of begodim levenim. The Gemara says that there was a loshen shel zahuris in the Beis HaMikdosh, which when the Yidden did shuva shleima, the loshen shel zahuris turned white. If not, it was red. This concept of red begodim, begodim that are not levenim. Begodim levenim is union of kedusha. The opposite of that is these begodim achurim, begodim that are red. This concept of red. Rabbi Nezal says that this is the whole union of pigam habris, because the Gemara says in Shabbos that a Talmud Chacham who walks out with a kesem on his beged gets a death penalty. Why? Because a Talmud Chacham is the whole union of kavod atayra. If he walks out with a stain, this type of stain, chas v'shalom, this is what the Gemara is talking about, a stain referring to the bris kodesh, he gets a death penalty for this. That's how careful he's supposed to be. What does this affect? The begodim, the levush. Note, Rabbi Nezal says, the pasuk says, tzedek levoshti. That tzedek is also the levush of Hashem kaviyochol. This is union of ani betzedek echze ponecho. That tzedakah is an union of malchus, just like pigam habris affects the begodim, the malchus. Rabbi Yochanan korele lamani mechabduso. The tikkun for this is tzedakah v'ani betzedek echze ponecho. That's the meaning of tzedek lavoshti. Tzedakah acts, that's like a new set of clothes that a person acquires for himself in order to be able to come before Hashem in purity. And that's why Rav Nosson Zal points out on Kutei Halachos, you'll note that in the Torah, what's the only type of tzedakah that's really discussed as far as an ani? Begodim. The pasuk says that if you'll ever lend something to an ani and you'll take a mashkin from him, be careful to return it to him. Ki hi ksusay levadoi, hi sin losay loyra. Because this is the only ksus he has, the only levush he has. Note, the Torah warns to be exceptionally careful with the levush of the ani, the malbush of an ani. That's the item to be exceptionally careful with. And the Kutim Ran Torah Lamed Aleph, where we see the connection between tzedakah versus af, in this case being avodah zarah. Af is the union of, we said, if you recall in that shiur, we mentioned that the word, what's the opposite of emun and Hashem? Those who believe in nature. Teva is begematria af. If you recall, we mentioned that the Einik Shabbos Rav Ephraim Elzal brings that what's the opposite, what brings about the charanef of Hashem? Those who believe that everything is conducted by nature, chas v'shalom. Okay, that's the union of Teva. Rabbi Nezal brings in a term of the Gemara that tzedakah is the opposite of this Teva. Tzedakah is what's machnia the Teva. Why? Because when we talk about Teva as the world knows it, it's based on a concept of Zion Koich Veileches, the seven planets, and the Yud Beis Mazois. All the astronomy and all the ones who discuss the concept of nature, Mother Nature, with the astronomy and everything, astrology, all based on this concept of the 12 constellations and the Zayin Kech Beileches, as they're called. We find that the Gemara says, the wording in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Hanoisein Pruta Lo'oni, Mizborech B'Sheish Brochois, A person who gives a penny tzedakah to an oni gets 6 brachos. A person who is mafaisim bedvorim, he makes him feel good, he says something nice to him, gets 11 brachos. Rabbi Nazal says that this is the whole concept of why there are these 11 and 6 brachos in giving tzedakah, because Rabbi Nazal says tzedakah is the item that controls, that guides these whole things, the Zayin Koich Veleches and the Yud Beis Mazolos. I, the Kasha, then why are there 6 and 11 versus 7 and 12? Rabbi Nazal goes into a whole Torah there to explain this is the whole concept of Shabbos, why the Iker Tzedakah is on Shabbos, and that's what's mashlim the number 7 and the number 12. This is in Torah Lamed Aleph, if anybody wants to look it up over there. But here again we see how Tzedakah is the item that versus Emunah, that versus Pegama Bris. But obviously there's much more within this Torah that we don't understand. Rabbi Nazal generally doesn't leave things that way. There must be information within this Torah showing how this is tied to the union of Tikkun HaBris. Go ahead.
Just one question. You said before about that the Malach has to draw, the Klipas have to draw from, you said something that Keseder, isn't...
No, the Klipas have to draw from Kedusha.
Yeah, but you said something before about
we Keseder. Said that generally, when we talk about Kedusha versus Tumah, Keseder is an union of Kedusha, Shaloi Keseder is an union of Tumah. For example, we say that Chesed is an union of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei Keseder, when it's Ba'achayrayim, Shaloi Keseder is always an union of Din. Nukva, Nekeva is always an union of Shaloi Keseder.
So why isn't it then drawing them Aleph Pei instead of Pei Aleph?
The answer is it does. When it draws, it reverses it. It draws from Aleph. You follow? Because this person conducts himself improperly, the person causes the tziruf to be reversed to af, whereby it can have a yanika from that. Because af is teva, which is the whole union of the nachosh, the smalach lil, which is metame chas v'shem. Okay, next.
In Kedusha, when Lot of Pei is in Kedusha, what is its special connotation?
Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris. That's what it is. And that's why it says, Bedafka by Binyamin, by Shevet Binyamin, the Medrash remarks about these 6 pays. Lishfufam Rabbi Nazal says, because Yezvat Tzadik was taken into Mitzrayim, which is called Ervas Ha'oretz, the Iker place of Zima, Znus, and the Tikkun for this was Bedafka Binyamin, in whose Chelek would be the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the whole union of Tikkun HaBris, because Pegam HaBris is an union of Meichen Pigumen, we explain, and the Iker place of Das is the Beis HaMikdosh, which was Bechelkoi Shel Binyamin, Bedafka.
Is the Pasuk Zohar and Akeva Baram?
Just a second. Zohar and Akeva Baram. Vayikra Shmom Adam. I believe that's what it is. It's in the beginning of Bereshis.
The Gemara that you brought before about
Ancient
Dinashar, I don't know if it's the same Gemara.
That Ish V'Isha, Shalom B'Neim, Shechina Shrei B'Neim. Saita, Taf Yud Zayin. Okay, next. Let's try to do the next Torah. Very interesting and a whole world. Torah Pei Dalid. Issa b'Gemara, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara over there, if you recall, we had this recently, goes into a whole discussion of Talmidim who asked their rabbis, why were you zeichet to Arichas Yomim? What did you do that helped you be zeichet to Arichas Yomim? Now note, we heard from rabbis on many times when the Gemara uses the term Arichas Yomim, it doesn't mean living on this earth to be 100 years old where your teeth are falling out and you can't eat anything and you can't drink anything and there's nothing you can do just about Chas V'Shalom. That's not Arichas Yomim. Arichas Yomim means L'Yoyim Shekulo Yoruch. Olam Haba is called Chaim Aruchim. That's the meaning of Chaim Aruchim. Okay, so these Talmidim asked the Rebbe, Bama Harachta Yomim. I believe this was Reb Nechunya ben Akona. You better check it just to make sure. I think, from what I recall, this is the one about whom this was said. Omar Aloy, he replied to them, Vatron Hoyisi b'mamayni. Because I was a sport when it came to money, I wasn't a tightwad. That's how I was zeichet to Arichas Yomim. Levayar Zeh, Rabbi Nazal says to explain this, Tzorich Leida Madi Isa b'Zohar HaKadosh. We have to give you an introduction as to what's written in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Nosoi, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, V'zeh L'Shoinoi. This is the Lashon in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Nosoi, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. Toh Chazi, the Zohar HaKadosh says, come and see. L'Shis Yemei Bereshis, come and analyze the 6 days of creation. L'chol chad islay partzufim. Each one of the 6 days of creation has a partzuf, a certain face, meaning a certain image that it projects, a certain oyer that comes from it. Dehahu dargo de'anhiglay. It has the partzuf of the sphera which guides that day. Dargo here means sphera. It has the parts of the reflection of the sphera which guides that day. L'chol chad islay v'loisishkach yoim deles beitoiv. The Yisrael HaKadosh says over there, you'll note that there isn't a single day which doesn't have in it good. Because if you recall, the first day of creation, there is written toiv. The second day of creation, there is not written toiv. The third day of creation, the word toiv is written twice, showing a double portion of toiv that covers wherever there is lacking toiv. This concept of a double toiv, which is enough to make up for any place where there isn't toiv. V'chol yoimo isle geder melabar delo yeyoil kol barnash lahahu toiv. The Yisrael HaKadosh says each and every day has a fence outside of it, on the outside of it, so that no person should be able to get to that toiv. A fence that blocks the midah of that day. For example, let's say the first day of creation corresponds to chesed. The first day of creation has a fence, a barbed wire fence around it, to see to it that no person who is not roi should not be able to get to that chesed. We'll see in a minute. Kegoin, for example, the Zohar Kodesh says, Kegoin, choshech, like darkness, the chasyol and ahayra, which covers light. In other words, kavyochol, when Hashem made Bria Soilam, He created a barrier of choshech to oppose light, to hide the light from those who are not worthy of getting to it. Kavyochol, Hashem puts up a fence of darkness around it, preventing people from being able to get to it. Ubegindo, and because of this, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man de'ihu chayvo, one who is chas v'sholom arosho, he is chayev, he has debts to Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch says, chayev adam to do this and this, chayev adam to do this and this, meaning that this is a payment that's made to Hashem. What if a person is late on his payments, chas v'sholom, he owes a debt to Hashem, he's arosho, ve'yeyoel leminda rozendoy raiso, and he dares to try to go up, to get to know the Seydes HaTorah, kamo nechoshim v'akrabim mevalvolen machshavtei. Many snakes.
Is that a variation of the Sefer Pishnai?
Exactly.
But it begin do man diyotera?
Begin do, and because of this, because Hashem set things up in such a manner where there are these gevulim around Kiddusha, man de'ihu chayva, one who is a rasha chas v'shon, that's another word that's used in the Zohar Kodesh. Chayva means a rasha chas v'shon, one who is chayav, one who committed sins, ve'yeyoel leminda rozendei raiso, and he attempts to get to know the Seydes HaTorah, kamo nechoshim v'akrabin mevalvolen machshavtei. There are many snakes and scorpions which mess up his brain, not to permit him to go to a place that doesn't belong to him. He doesn't have rishus to get into there. If a person who's a Rasha, who doesn't go al piderach hatayiv, tries to get to know Seydes HaTorah, there are nechoshim, there are bilbulim, the satan comes to him, there are malachi chabola, which come to do harm to him, not to allow him to get to understand these Seydes.
That's
what we're,
is this
David,
would you say
Daphne
Sodos? I mean, where is the line between Sodos?
That's the wording that's being used here.
Rosendai Rises. Say
this at 100%. Which means again that before a person goes into the limud of Sayyidah Satira, he has to know what his Madrega is. Whereas Pshat and other items, it's easier to go into without getting damaged. Although there are people who will learn Chumash and come out complete Apikursim, Chas V'Shalom, or Gemara and come out complete Apikursim. But here we're saying that when it comes to Seid, there are special Malachim appointed to prevent a person from getting in who doesn't belong there, period. If he'll attempt to learn it, he won't be Matzliach, period.
So is that the point that he won't necessarily have to be able to learn, or they just won't be able to get the good at it?
We'll see soon. So that he shouldn't get into a place that doesn't belong to him. Avoman the Iutoiv, but one who is good, one who is good. Kol Elaine Netirun Inun Lememre. All of these Nechoshim and Akrabim, all of these Malachi Kabbalah, Netirin Inun Lememre, they guard his command. Netirun means in Hebrew Shomrim. They listen to, they adhere to his memory, his command. Whatever this person commands them to do, they'll do for him. The kategor, these, kol ilain, all of these, netirun inun lememre, they are adherent to his command. The kategor naase sanegor, and the prosecutor becomes an attorney for the defense, meaning that these mechoshim, these malachi chabolo, will help this person, will lead him into the Pesach of Kedusha.
Which is talking Malach Chabot, is it?
Nechoshim and Akrabim, snakes and scorpions, does it mean coral snakes?
I thought that was only for people that are Roshayim.
I'm gonna kill him. There are these Malachi Chabolah which guard the gate to prevent Roshayim from getting in. But when a person is Toiv. This is the last case. Oi. Oy. But if a person is good, what happened? In other words, these Malachi Kabbalah are at the entrance. If anybody bad comes, they'll stand there and block the entrance. They won't let him get into the Pesach Kedusha. What if someone good comes along? They adhere to his command. They're still there. It's not that they're not there, but they'll work on his behalf. The prosecutors become the attorneys. Rabbi is also, the Zohar Kodesh says, Ve'yealan lei letoiv hakonuz, and they bring him into the hidden good, meaning the Seydes HaTorah, Sisrei Torah, Ve'yemrun, and they say, Morona, our master, these malachim say to Hashem, Morona, our master, Ho Barnash Toiv Vitzadik V'yirei Shamayim, this person who is good, and a tzadik, and a yirei Shamayim, Boi la'ayla kodomach, wants to come before you, Hashem, please grant him admittance to come before you to study Seydes HaTorah. And the Zohar Kodesh continues to discuss this more. And the Zohar Kodesh says there, Hahu Toiv Hagonuz Yemaloin, this good that's hidden, says to them, Pischule Bahai Taro Diskri Avo, open up for this person the gate, which is the Pesach. Taro means shar. Open up the shar, which is called Avo. Oy Bahai Taro de Ihu Tshuva, or open up the gate of Tshuva. One who does Tshuva Bishleimus also can enter into this Pesach to receive the Oyer Hagonos. Kol Tzadik Yeoil Kifum Dargo Dilei. And the Zohar HaKadosh says over there that each and every Tzadik enters according to his Madrega, according to his Midah, according to where his Yanika is from, whether it be from Chesed, or from Din, or from Netzach, or from Haid, he enters into the Kedusha from there, and he's zeichet to be Masig, whatever he can possibly be Masig. Period. This is up to where the quotation from the Zohar HaKadosh comes. Now, Rabbi Nizal says, Ve'ein Toiv Ela Torah. If we say, if the Gemara says that every single day has in it Toiv, it means every single day has in it Torah. Ki lekach Toiv nosati lochem Toirosi al tazoivu. Ukeshodom roitze lahagoyis v'lachshev b'Torah. And when a person wants to work hard and to think deeply in Torah, Hainu berozen doiraisa, specifically in secrets of Torah, Inun neturin unechoshin v'akrabim mevalvel and machshavtei. These shaimrim, these guards, these malachi chabola are mevalvel his machshava. Ve'elu heim hamachshava is sheboim la'odam. These are the thoughts that come to a person, the wrong kinds of thoughts, thoughts of kfira or other thoughts, which people get sometimes while they're learning these deep chachmas, chas v'shalom. And when a person builds up a tremendous desire, he really, really wants to come close to Hashem, he really wants to be zeichet to this, kanal b'zeir HaKadosh, as was said before, described before in the Zeir HaKadosh, azai kol yoyim v'yoyim etzloi godoil ad ma'oid. Then what happens is each one of these days, 6 days of creation, becomes very elongated for him. It broadens itself, it stretches itself to allow him a concept of Meichen de Gadlus to be able to absorb as much as he wants, as much as he possibly can. Kiroye Umasig Hatoiv Hagonos, because this person gets to see and to understand the hidden toiv that's found within each one of the 6 days of creation. Hainu Rosen Doiraiso Hashayach Loisayim, the secrets of Torah that are shayach to each one of the 6 days of creation. This is what one of the Tanoim asked when he asked his Rebbe, when he said, "Bama arachto yomim," with what were you zeichet to be ma'arich the yomim, meaning to draw the most out of each day of the 6 days of creation, in which is found this toiv hagonuz, which means toiv is Torah, in which is found this Torah hagonuz. What quality that you have that opened the doors so wide for you that you were zeicha to an arichus, an elongation within the Sisrei Torah? Rabbi Nizal says now, Hainu, meaning he asked him, Be'eze mido min hamidois, with which quality among the multitude of good qualities that there are, nichnasto lehatoiv hagonuz, were you zeicha to enter into this hidden toiv, the Sisrei Torah? V'ha'arochas hayomim shelcho, and the elongation of your days, liyos gedolim kanal, to make them so big, with what were you zeicha? V'heishiv loy, and the Tana replied, Vatron hoyisi b'mamoini. I was a sport. When it came to dealing with money, I was a sport. Shezu himidas Avram Avinu. V'heishiv lo, he replied, Vatron hoyisi b'moini, I was a sport with my money, shezui midas Avram Avinu, this is the quality of Avram Avinu. V'hu taro de'iskarei avo, this is what the Zohar Kodesh referred to when it meant that one of the best she'orim, one of the best gates through which to enter into the Shar HaKedusha, into the Seder Satera, is the Shar called Avo, Chesed, referring specifically to Gemilas Chasod, and one who isn't cheap when it comes to spending money for other people, whether it be donating money to a shul, or buying something for a friend, or if it comes to splitting something, I'll pay the penny extra, that kind of attitude, that's the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. The Hu Sitra de Amina, that's the right side of Kedusha, the right hand side. The Isa B'tikune Zayar, and the Tikune Zayar says about the right side, Mi Sitra de Amina, Meicho Chivra Kikaspo. The Zayar Kodesh says, Kaviyochol, on the right hand side of Hashem, the Moyach is white like silver. In other words, there's whiteness there, there's chesed there, meaning there's an opening of the Chachma. The Chachma is open to the person. Hainu shekol ha-mekatregim v'chol ha-nechoshim v'akrabim, hainu ha-machshov ha-izoriz shemaval v'le-machshavtei, nasin chivro kikaspo. A person who goes along this derech, the mid of Avram Avinu, what happens is these malachi chabola, these dark malachim, get converted to chivro kikaspo. They become white, purified like kesef, like silver. They become purified, they become white for him. Ulekach nemar bi Avraham. This is why the pasuk mentions specifically by Avraham Avinu v'inyan of arichas yomim. The pasuk says about Avraham, the Avraham zokein bo bayomim. That's the wording there. Hainu shehoyu kol hayomim shaloi shleimim ugedolim. Avraham Avinu was zeicha that all of his days were big and shalim. They had shleimus to them. Why kimi sitro the amino moicha chivro kikaspo? Because the Tikkun Ezra says on the right hand side there's only whiteness. There's a white meaning that the black gets converted to white. If a person goes with the derech of chesed, he'll see to it that anything that's black that stands in front of him to oppose him gets changed to white. It becomes chivro kikaspo. Umin hakategor nasa sanegor. The malachi chabola become assistants to him. They themselves help him to serve Hashem. This is how this Tana was zeicha on each one of the days of his life to enter into the Toiv Hagonos, the Sisrei Torah on his Madrega. Why? Because he was an Isha Chesed, because he went with Chesed. He had this quality of Vatron, which is the mid of Avram Avinu, which opens up a Pesach to the Pesach called Ahavo, which the Zohar Kodesh mentioned. That's how he was zeicha to enter into the Rosen Deiraisa, the Seder Seteira, where even those dark ones, the Nechoshim and Akravim, which would normally stand to oppose him, they became assistants to bring him close to Hashem. They were the ones who stood before him, like by Mordechai HaTzadik. Haman was the one who proclaimed, Kocho Yeyose Lo Ish Asher Hamele Chofetz Bikoroi, who was the one, the Nechosh itself, screamed the Kavod of Mordechai. Here too, the Malachi Chabulah themselves are the ones who proclaimed Hashem, Hashem, here is one who is Roy, who wants to come and study Sisrei Torah, please open the gates for him. How? If a person is zeicha to this madrega of Vatron, this was the quality of Eiv HaTzadik, the Gemara says in Bala Basra, this is what made Eiv so great, the fact that he was a Vatron. Now, why we should be zeicha to be given the seichel, the intelligence, the maturity that it takes to know how to be Vatron with money, not to be cheap, not to be chas v'sholom ra'ayin, because the Pasuk says, toiv ayin hu yevayrach, that one who's zeicha to have a good eye, when it comes to giving, you invite a guest in your home, you don't feel he's stealing something from you, but there's a feeling of thrill in that you're zeicha that somebody else is eating yours, you're zeicha to give to someone else, or zeicha to give money especially to support a shul, that type of item, ashrei to the person who's zeicha to do that with a simcha, and to be zeicha to have this madrega of Atron, or Hashem.
This is also the Pirates Hashem, the pasuk we were talking about recently.
Right.
You're taking the Malach HaKabbalah
Yashlamita, 100%. Through what specifically? Again, through Tztoka. Through the union of Tztoka, the union of Vatron. Vatron is the union of Tztoka, which brings about this Gam Oiv of Yashlamita.
What is this phrase over here? they say, Hahu Toiv Haganuz. Yamalon. They say Pischule Bahaitara, they say right before that. Here's a person who wants to come, Yerushimayim Boy Lila Kadamach, person who wants to come study the Sadi Satara. Ahutoy Hagomas.
Just a second. Abamandi Iutoy, before that or after that?
Yeah.
Just a second.
They say
that.
They say Barnash to the Tzadik here,
period. V'chulu, period. Then it continues to say in the Zohar Kodesh, Hahu Toiv Hagonus Yemalain, this Toiv Hagonus proclaims to them, replies to the Nechoshim and Akravim, Pischule Bahai Tara Diskriyava. Open up the gate. In other words, we said before that the Nechoshim and Akravim proclaim. They announce, hello, there's a tzaddik, Yirei Shemayim Toiv, who wants to come in. Who are they talking to? To the Seder, to the Kedusha inside. Ah. They're the Shemrei HaPesach, right? Who? In other words, when you come to a house of a wealthy person, a stranger comes, the guard stands at the gate, he calls up on the telephone inside, hello, Mr. So-and-so is here, may he enter. The person replies on the phone, yes, let him enter. That's Lahavdil, what we're talking about here. They go and proclaim, Avol Mandi Yutoyev, Kolim Tirn Inu Lememre, Begatein Asanegav, Yalon Yotav Agonis, V'yemrun, and they say, Morono, Hai Barnash Tev, Tzadiv Yerushimayim, Boy Laila Kadamach. Then, Hahu Toyev Hagonus, Yemaloin, V'toyev Hagonus, replies to them, the Toyev Hagonus, replies to the Shemrei HaPesach, and it says, Pischule Bahaitara Diskriyava, open up for this guy the gate called Ava or the gate called Shuva and allow him to enter.
In a sense,
it's
Hashem answering because Hashem
is
the
terrorist. Of course, who is the type of Kutcha Berichu, of course.
The Rabbanus all said that if a person is a Russian, that's wrong, then the bad, you know, bad things will attack. And if he's good, then the Malach Kabbalah proclaim the good
thing. Exactly.
When a person comes to learn, it starts off first, he gets the Mashalais, and then if he keeps on trying, you know, they'll be switched around.
No, not true. Just a second. Just a second. Oh, right, exactly. Showing that this requires a purification. Because that this requires a purity, that when a person first starts out, he notices that there's a battle involved. He has to be machnea, these klipos that are blocking his way. Once he succeeds in being machnea, then they become kategor nasa sanega.
Especially at least a category.
100%.
Does that have any connection to the Shuvah
Me'ad,
when you're katoyim from mitzvahs, right?
Exactly. The Gemara says in Yuma that a person who's zeicha to this madrega of tshuva me'ahava, his averois get converted to mitzvahs, which means, what's pshat averois? In other words, what are we talking about, a tangible item? Yes, the Gemara says, b'feirush, each time you do a sin, you create a malach, a black malach. The Gemara says, when you do tshuva me'ahava, this black malach goes to the mikveh and comes out white, and he becomes a mitzvah. Literally, a representative of a mitzvah, he speaks in favor of that person. In other words, when a person comes before the Bez Neshamah, who testifies against him? The Briyos that he created. These Malachim Chas V'Shalom that he created, the bad ones, testify against him. If he does tshuva, if he does mitzvahs, those Malachim are the ones who proclaim his God.
So the changed the meanings?
Right. Right, that's another form of this. Baruch Hashem.
Somebody is, also, James also said about somebody has an accident at night, but if it's not from the smaller, he still has to do tshuva.
100%. But in other words, a person can tell within himself whether it was accident or not. A person should be able to tell. And if a person, and regardless, a person should definitely try to do whatever tshuva he can. Specifically the tikkun haklali, specifically the going to the mikvah, and then simcha. It's not chas v'shalom any atzvos.
That's a different thing if it's not from eating or from the way you're sleeping, then it comes from that malach.
Generally. The Zayir HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring Rachmana Lassan that there is a certain malach chas v'shalom which comes to a person sometimes at night in the form of a woman, where chas v'shalom a person thinks and he pictures himself chas v'shalom carrying out that act itself, and then chas v'shalom this mikra happens to him, and then it's super tumah. It requires purification. Specifically, again, the tikkun haklali, the asura minei negina, which are the highest level of kedusha possible, specifically going to the mikvah and asking Hashem for forgiveness.
That's a different thing if it's not from eating or from the way you're sleeping, then it comes from that malach.
Generally. The Zayir HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring Rachmana Lassan that there is a certain malach chas v'shalom which comes to a person sometimes at night in the form of a woman, where chas v'shalom a person thinks and he pictures himself chas v'shalom carrying out that act itself, and then chas v'shalom this mikra happens to him, then it's super tumah. It requires purification. Specifically, again, the tikkun haklali, the asura minei negina, which are the highest level of kedusha possible, specifically going to the mikvah and asking Hashem for forgiveness.